Hello there, it's Simon and Laura.
Hello.
We're actually back from the Fringe now. We had a very flying visit.
Back at home.
But we're going to review quickly some of the later shows that we saw. So we saw The Footlights, Perfect Strangers. Who are The Footlights?
They are a Cambridge sketch group, so a famous Cambridge University sketch group. It's produced people like John Cleese.
Hugh Laurie, is it?
Yeah, and Stephen Fry. And
people like that. So, but yeah, really good comedy sketches. like loads of supposedly like separate comedy sketches, but all linked through this like sort of time trickery. So, like, you know, the background character in one sketch is like the lead, and then a different sketch. So it's all very cleverly put together.
But it's nice to see a woman in the troupe. That's the first time I've seen a woman in the Cambridge Footlights, personally. So I was really pleased to see that. I thought she did really well. Held her own very much so against four strong men in the troupe as well. So that was nice to see. Bit of a difference.
Gave them more scope for sketches as well. But the venue sucked.
Oh, the venue was the worst venue at the Fringe, I think. I mean, the venues at the Fringe can be a bit hit or miss. Either they're boiling hot or they're just a bit too close or too big for the show that's on, but this one was just terrible.
It was just like a row of high tables and high chairs running through the centre of the room, so if you're sat in the back half,
you can't really see anything. And there's pillars throughout it as well, and yeah, just really bad. It was the Ace Dome at the Pleasance, I think.
Yeah, it's just a bit weak. But then after that, we saw Sammy J and Randy, which is a man and a puppet, so a double act. Lots of rude humour, tongue-in-cheek puppetry. But really entertaining and yeah, very crowd pleasing as well.
I spent the first 5 minutes thinking it was a ventriloquist's act, which is what it'd been sold to me as from Simon, and was really confused as to how the bloke was managing to do two voices at once for at least 5 minutes. So that was quite funny, but really good.
Anyone who's seen that will realise just how hilarious it is that Laura thought it was a ventriloquist. But yeah, it was really good, and I think we'd recommend that as well.
Yeah, definitely.